Network. On today, it is March 15, 2021. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And as your girl, it is Fierce. I want you guys to do me a very special favor. Before I get started and jump into this particular episode, I want you guys to run on over to Facebook and please do give my page a like, if you will. Use the keyword Fierce Female Network, and you'll find the page, the Fierce Female Network. Please do give the page a like or follow me on Facebook. I would greatly appreciate it. You can also follow me on Twitter as well, if you like, in the same handle, the Fierce Female Network, as well as Instagram as well. And I want you guys to know on today I have a very special guest. I have Miss Rue Starr and Randy Speedoff is going to be joining me on today. And so I can't wait to have the conversation and talk to Rue Starr. We're going to talk about her special project and the song that she's doing where she's donating monies for her charity, or the charity that she works with, No Kid Goes Hungry. And I'm so interested to talk to her about that because I'm very passionate when it comes to all things humanitarian and, philanthropy. That I love that. And so I want to find out what she's doing and how she got started. And hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Yes, I can.
I'm good. Awesome. I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here with me on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. So I do want to find out about your project. I know you're passionate when it comes to No Child Going Hungry, No Kid Going Hungry. And I do want you to tell me about how you got involved in the charity and the song that you have created or the song that you have produced where some of the donations goes toward that charity.
Correct. It's a cover song to a film from the 60s called To Sir With Love. And it was like an amazing movie. And the song of the film was also called To Sir With Love. And Lulu sang it. And it was a huge hit. And the producer actually was not me. I was the producer, but we have an executive producer of the project. And his name is Zest Radio Show, actually. His name's Paul, and he runs Zest Radio Show out of Canada. I used to host a web show for many, many years, and he was a huge fan because I'm in New York, and he was able to watch from Canada because it was online. And he just became a great fan. And when I ended my show, he said to me it felt like the movie To Sir With Love, because in the movie, the teacher, Sidney Poitier, like, leaves the classroom. He was a teacher of like these punky hooligan troubled kids, and he turned them all around and made them respectful and care for themselves. And you know, it was like one of the beginning movies like that so many movies have copied since then. And he said that me leaving my show felt like To Sir With Love. And he asked me, because I'm also a musician, he said, would you ever consider covering that song? And I was just like, oh, my God, I love that song. I love that movie. It was my brother's favorite movie. And I always say my brother is my producer from up in heaven. And he had the album of that soundtrack. And I even said, I even have his album. So it took a couple of years for it to all really fall in place. And then it did. And I had I got a band together called The Roulettes, and we're a female rock band. It's Ann Hussick on bass, Tammy Johnson's on drums, Maya Lowe is on keys and backing singing, and then me on guitar and vocals. I'm Rue. And I work with Monterey Records out of Baltimore, and we went down to Baltimore, recorded the song, and then Zest wanted us to do a music video. So he hired Christopher Martini, who is an amazing director of usually documentaries, and Christopher loved the song and said, yeah, let's do it. And then we were all planned to do it, and it was all ready to go. We had the date set for March 21st, 2020 to shoot this video, and bam, we all know what happened a year ago. So it got a little, mixed up and changed around, and everything changed, and then the band was scattered throughout the country. Maya's in Utah now, and Tammy's in Georgia, and Ann was upstate, and it was just like we were all spread out, and the director was in D.C., and like I said, Zest is in Canada. We were, and then he also, Christopher got Jimmy King, who truthfully was, he was the artistic director for the video, but he was Bowie's personal photographer. Like, he was in England, and he was going to come in for this. So, like, all those pictures you saw of David Bowie in his last photo shoot, those are all done by Jimmy King. Like, if you look him up, you'll see so many years of pictures he took Bowie's picture. So anyway, it just kept getting postponed, and it was got to a point where it was like, if we don't shoot this virtually, I don't know what's going to happen. So we ended up doing it over the summer and made a virtual video all through FaceTime. And Jimmy King had amazing input by being the creative guy that he is. And we all wore matching ties, and because this song is about a teacher in a school. So like all the girls who were scattered around through our own days of shooting with Christopher through the phone managed to come up with the To Sir With Love video. And Zest always had in mind that he wanted it to be views would go to a charity. And he actually, we came up with Feed the Children because Feed the Children, not only are they international and literally feed children all over the world because they don't believe kids should be hungry ever, they also have a area within them that works with teachers. And they believe that teachers are so important, and so many teachers like lay out their own money for the classroom that they don't get enough funding. And Feed the Children has teacher stores where teachers can come and shop through them to get stuff for their classrooms. So because of those aspects of Feed the Children, we just thought it was just a perfect match for our To Sir With Love video. And when you view the video on YouTube, it donates 10 cents to Feed the Children. And that's a lot that I just loaded on you, and I hope it all fit together and you understand what I said.
Yes, it does all fit together. And I thank you for explaining that. And, I'm very passionate about No Child Going Hungry. You know, I'm all passionate about humanitarian when it comes to those who are less fortunate. So I clearly understand the passion. And I understand when you say the different stores that set up everywhere, because teachers do. Most of them are in the profession to be educators because they are professional and they're educated and they're passionate about teaching. But not only that, a lot of them, some do work in low-income communities, and they are, it's almost like the child or their classroom is their child, is their children. My aunt, she's an educator, and that's the way she was. She's retired now. And that's the way she was. She was always shopping for her class. And she would go to Ross, whatever stores that she was shopping at for the children. She would always make a list when a child needed a new pair of shoes, or a child didn't have the correct tools for school, their pencil or their notepad or whatever they needed. She always would write it down, and she would go shopping. She'd go back, and she would, give it to the child. Some of them didn't have a belt. They needed, just different things. And they were her babies, and she just loved and adored them because they were her children, and I totally get it. I get it. She loved them. It wasn't just a job. It was way more than a paycheck. It wasn't about a paycheck. Of course, it was her job, but it was her assignment. It was her duty in life, and it was just her job and her duty. She was assigned to being a teacher and an educator, so. Yeah, I understand.
Yep, totally true. Exactly. I know. Mm-hmm. It's so true.
My dream is my dream is one day to change a kind of, I believe in everyone having a place to have a roof over their head, of course having enough to eat. And I think that no one should have to live in a country where they don't have running water, they don't have clean water. I don't believe in individuals living in a place where, you know, they have to go without. Of course, I understand and I know that we have those different places within the universe, but I just believe that God put us all here to help one another. And if we can help one another, I think that it's our duty and it's our job to do that, that we should.
I agree. Totally. Exactly. What else? We're not made to be solo people. We are like tribal and team members of the same race, basically the human race. And it's like, it only, I know, it seems like common sense to people like me and you, but like, I don't understand how it gets sidetracked the way it does, but I agree with you 100%. And that's what this video is trying to do. It's trying to just, you know, make the world a better place also through art. And the video's on YouTube. It's going slow, but we've sent like quite a bit of money so far already to feed the children, which is so exciting. And they're super happy that we even came up with this idea, because, you know, it's just one of those things that it has like light. And it happened all during this past year where there was a lot of gloom and darkness. And this was like something that's just bright and cheery and happy. And if we can help, you know, what's better than food and children? I mean, those are pretty much the best things in the world. And they go together. So when you watch the video, it donates 10 cents. And the more people that watch, the more we can give to feed the children.
Yes, and, you know, I agree with you. And, of course, everyone, because all of us as individuals have went through the pandemic together. And you're right, this past year has taught everyone on the face of the planet so many different life lessons. And I know that we've all learned to not take things for granted, and we've learned how to have more gratitude and how to be more thankful for what we do have, because you never know when life is about to change. We would have never imagined something like this pandemic hitting the universe, you know, globally,
exactly,
all of us at one time. So, you know, and it has taught, I think, all of us to love more. I would hope it has taught everyone to love more and to love your brothers and sisters, that we're all community, mm-hmm. that the human race, that we're all in a community together. We're all striving and pushing to go forward as we live day by day. And hopefully, I hope
Absolutely.
Everyone is trying to be a better person, you know, each and every day, striving to be the best that we can be and striving to be a better person, being better today than what we were yesterday.
Absolutely. That sounds totally good to me. I agree.
Yes. And so I know we have some individuals who are kind of out in left field somewhere. They don't believe. I won't even mention their name, but that's not living, trying to help one another and trying to press their own agenda going forward. But I think that we can't focus on that. I think we can't focus on those who are trying to push their own agenda. I think we have to keep our attention and our mindset towards the greater good to help the universe be a better place, and not to focus on those who are selfish, because that's what it is. We still have people that is selfish, and I think that we have to not give them that attention. I think we have to put our energy and focus our own minds on what is good, and not give over our energy to those individuals who are selfish, who are still selfish.
Absolutely. Yeah, I recently I've been really, everywhere I turn, I've been learning that it's much more important to focus on solutions than problems, because when you focus on solutions, solutions happen. When you focus on problems, you never get a solution, because you're like stuck in the problem. So by just focusing on the solutions brings it forward, and it's like you said, it's like, hey, give your attention to the good things rather than stay stuck in the, you know, yucky things.
That's right.
Just like what we
Yes, if it's okay, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to chat just a little bit more, and I want you guys to take a listen to this particular tune. I do hope that you're going to enjoy it. This piece of music is called Lily, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk a little bit more with Bruce Starr. I'm just enjoying this conversation. It's very stimulating, and I'm so grateful to have this conversation with her on today. So we're going to take a little break. This is Lillian.
Hello?
I'm going to play Lillian right now. I'm going to have a little bit of music.
She never wears underwear. I said I never wear shorts. She said she don't believe in life after death. I said we're all just a riding course. She said let's just try to run away. I said no, let's go for a walk. She said I never been
on the interview, Jaja, come on. Yes, I've been doing a lot of indie stuff mostly. I mean, I do get to do a little bit of more commercialized things too, but I'm basically an indie musician and an indie actress, and I like it like that. I'm always into the quality crowd, you know. It works for me as of now, and you know, during this time too, a lot of stuff has been crazy. But in the last month, it's definitely starting to pick up. It seems like, and Jaja and I, we did this little film last night. We played in a traffic jam, so, I mean, I just love to get work, period. And today, actually, I was in a film that was shooting at the end of 2020 into the beginning of 2021. It was like, to me, that was like a sign. It was just so cool that I got to work on a film at the end of the year and at the beginning of the year. It was just like this. And I just got my first scene from that sent to me today. I had no idea that I was getting it. So, like, it was so fun to see one scene from the film. And it was really, I'm so excited to see the rest of the film now. It was, I can't share any of it at this point, but it was like a real surprise. I had no idea it was coming. So I love acting. It's really fun to play somebody else. And
what's one of your most memorable? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The most memorable part. A lot of people ask that, and to be honest, like I always fall in love almost with every character I play. It's like it's always my favorite character of the moment. I just feel really lucky to get characters that I can either empathize with or have fun with. I got to play somebody recently. I don't know if I have a favorite, because I feel like all of them end up living inside of me in some weird way, and they're all so cool while I'm doing it that it's always my favorite character, usually, whenever the one I'm playing at the moment. So I've played a lot of women with mental illness, and then I always have a very soft spot for. And I play a lot of moms because I am a mom. But the film that I got today, it's weird. I played this woman, and she was kind of like a woman that kind of like had a thing for younger people. She was kind of like, but she was okay. I still even loved her. She was kind of creepy, but I just liked her anyway. She was fun to play because she was just like, I don't want to say a cougar, but she kind of like, she wasn't a pedophile either. Like they were all over, like of age, but she liked younger kids. And it's like, I don't know. She was hilarious in the same thing. It was, and then, you know, every character has its own character. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just like them all. A lot of times I get to play with Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa plays my dog sometimes, and that's always really fun. And we're like, people now know, like, oh, you're the woman with the dog. We've been in a lot of other people's music videos, too. And Zsa Zsa's in the To Sir With Love video as well. She's in it. And so is the album that was my brother's. The To Sir With Love album makes a cameo appearance in the video. And so if you Google the Roulettes, which is R-E-W-L-E-T-T-E-S, and To Sir With Love, you should be able to find it. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
And if you Google Roulettes, you'd be able to find about the band and, you know, all the stuff behind the To Sir With Love project. But if you Google Rue Star, then you'll see a lot about me, because I'm kind of too much on the internet. Not, you know, I have a bunch of things that are on there, good and bad, I suppose. But they're there forever if it's the internet, right?
That's
so
right.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, oops, but what are you going to do? We're all on the internet. We all have our good and bad everythings, right?
So let me back up a little bit, because you said something, you touched on something that was a little interesting to me. When you said the character that you just played, she had interest in younger people. So now,
yeah.
Are you saying like she was romantically interested in the younger people, or?
You know, it was all kind of speculative. Like, I never had any, like, scenes like that. But it was all, like, it almost had an obvious feeling like it's about this, the movie, I'm a supporting role. The movie is about this girl, and she's kind of like a lost girl, and I kind of like took her under my wing, and you could tell that I had such strong feelings for her, but then the girl was always messing up, and for a while I could get used to it and I'd let her go, but then like get away with it. But then she just messed up too much, and I just was so torn by that. But, like, so they never showed, like, there is one scene, like, when I'm, like, giving her, like, she hurt herself, so I was, like, rubbing her back. There was always the tension that was there, and the girl used to play with it. You know, she knew that I liked her, so she would take advantage of it. And then there was another scene where, like, there was this young kid, guy, but it just was like, that scene was more like just to show my character, how I would hang out with the younger kids, basically, but it didn't show anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But, yeah, and she was, like, artsy, and she had a podcast, and she was cool, and it was fun. But like I said, it was super fun playing her. It was just a great opportunity. I love being able to do that. It's really,
okay.
It's fun as can be. And it's hard too. Like, you know, you know, as a musician, I've been doing music a lot longer. So music to me is almost like automatic pilot. But with acting, I have to really focus and memorize lines, and it's just a whole. It's a different way of expression. I love them both.
So what would you prefer, the music or acting? I know they really just, they do mesh together because one.
I love them both. I always have to quote Courtney Love here. And she said something once that so resonated, and she's so brilliant. She said, being in a band is like being married. You know, you go through all this stuff with the band, and it's like, and then when you're in a film or a play, it's like an affair because it's just, you're so intense with all these people that are making this project, and then it's over. So it's like the band keeps going, and it's always going, and this drama that happens. But the film and the play, they're short. They're always like limited. They don't go on forever. And it's like, I just relate to that so much. When she said that, it was just like a bullseye for me. And that's how I feel. That's what they're like. So the music is always there, but the other projects, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They end.
So have you, before the pandemic and everything happened, did you have an opportunity to do like Broadway plays, or was it more of a film?
I've been off Broadway. I haven't been on Broadway yet, but they are supposedly opening up again soon. It seems like it's heading that direction. That would be such a dream to be on Broadway. But I was in a play literally last year that closed on March 7th. And we're so grateful. But there was supposed to be like a week after of post-play stuff that all got canceled. And that play went on for like a while, and it was so good. It was called Upstate, and it was just such a great play. I played this woman, Louise. Oh my God, she was another character. This is what I mean. Like, every character is so cool. She was like a drunk grandmother type, and it was called Upstate, and it took place upstate New York, and my grandson was busted for making meth, and like my granddaughter was. Oh, it was just the one drama after the other, and it was just, my son was missing, their father, and the whole play is like, where is he? The play was so fun, like the cast, I'm telling you, that's what I mean, you fall in love with the cast so much, and we're so lucky that we made it to the last day of March 7th is when it closed, but everything was already changing, and it was the vibe of the, you know, like, people were starting to be afraid to go out and do stuff, and it just was weird. Like, But I had other projects lined up after that that all got postponed or canceled. I mean, some of them, one of them was a film that was supposed to be like soon after that, and it kept postponing. And then in the end of May, they actually did it. They were like, we're not waiting anymore. But so many other ones never happened. But, you know, then some people were brave enough to do little things during the pandemic. But, you know, everything is just done differently right now. But hopefully more and more will start happening again. It seems like it is. Like in the last month, I've done like 4 projects. So it feels like things are starting to shift. Either we've learned how to live with this or it's really changing to head in the direction that maybe it's going to go to a new normal, you know?
Yes. I think it is. I believe that it is starting to shift in the direction. I don't know if it's going to be in the direction we want to go in, but it's starting to shift in a better direction that we can flow in a little bit easier, I think so.
Yeah.
And not as restricted, you know.
Right.
I know this whole thing has felt like we're all playing a part in a movie. It certainly reminds me of a lot of movies that I've seen. I'm like, God, this all feels like this show that I used to watch called The Rain. And I'm like, did they look at the rain? I don't know. It's
right.
Weird. I don't know if you ever heard of this show called The Rain where it's
no, but I
was a virus.
To look it up.
Okay. It was like there was a virus outside, and they couldn't go outside because they were afraid of getting the virus, and they had to be careful. And it's so crazy that I saw that show years ago, and I'm like, wait a minute. This sounds
right.
Like the rain from this show I saw.
Exactly.
With this virus.
Yeah.
And you couldn't go out, and you didn't want it to get on your skin, because if it got on your skin or you're breathing in, you're infected. And then you had to be isolated.
Right.
And this whole thing, they were trying to get a cure, and it was just weird.
Right.
But you can find it on Netflix. It's really good, though.
Okay.
It's a good, really good show.
I'm going to look for it.
Yeah,
totally.
You enjoy it.
So where are
you?
Are you in Philly?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago. Wow.
Yeah.
How is it there? Is it cold?
It's a little chilly today. It's like 40 degrees. It's a little chilly.
Oh, that's not bad. It's colder here today. Yeah. Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Things are good.
That's
I can't
cool.
complain.
That's good.
So what's coming up next for you?
Next, I still am doing like a show called for during the pandemic, which has been like a weekly show online. It's called the Renegade Brew and Who Show. I hosted a web show for many, many years called Brew and Who. And during the pandemic, people were asking me to bring it back, and I couldn't bring it back the same way. But it's basically like a lot of artists come on and play music or share poetry, or, you know, it's kind of like a round robin of creative people. So that happens every week. The next one is Thursday of this week, and it streams live. And I did this project last night, and then I never know what's coming up next. But something always does. So I just keep sending out my self-tapes all the time, and auditions are basically like online. I've done a ton of testimonials during this period. I just shot one today, and you just keep going, you know, never knowing what the next day is going to bring. So something always comes up, and I'm grateful for that.
Yes, absolutely. And so I do want to talk about some of your parts that you played in one particular film, Get My Gun. I noticed that one.
Oh,
in particular.
That's a great movie. I had also just a small little part in that movie, but I played a maid in a motel. That movie is so good. It's an indie feature film, and it's about a girl, and these two girls, actually, that were maids in the hotel with me, and I just was one of the maids also. But it's a thriller, horror, amazingly done film, and the director Ryan, he is just incredible. That movie is getting a ton of mileage. And Get My Gun, I don't want to even give anything away, but it is, if you're into like girls taking power for their well-being, this movie is for you. I don't know if you like blood and horror and thriller, but even if you don't, this movie sucks you in. It's so good. And it's like it's a husband and wife that were the producer and the director of the movie. And they did such an amazing job. It's just, Brian Darwas is his name, and Jennifer Carciata is the writer. She's the co-writer, and they together wrote it and made this movie happen. And they tell stories about it, how like there's scenes like done in that are really gruesome and they look so real. And they like did it on very low budget and, you know, almost got caught because they didn't even have permits, and they, you know, because they couldn't pay the big bucks, and they did it. It's so good. I think it's on Amazon Prime now too.
Okay.
So Get My Gun. Yeah, it's real. I highly recommend it. It's so good. And it keeps you on the edge of your seat. And this girl who plays the main role, her name's Kate Hoffman, but she plays this girl, Amanda, and she is just badass to the ends of the world, man. She's just amazing. And the crazy twists and turns, I feel so honored to have been a part of that movie. It's really good.
Wow, I'm going to have to check that out. And I do have
Amazon
Prime. So I'm really going to have to check that out. That sounds really, really juicy and very, like you say, on the edge of your seat. And, so and I love horror. I love horror friends. So.
Oh, yeah. Then you're going to love it. You're going to love
okay.
it. It's really good.
Mm.
It's definitely worth it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yep. Yeah.
So I am going to take another little break, and then we're going to come back and chat a little bit more, and we're going to talk some more about some of your projects that you have and some of the films that you have been in, and I'm going to talk about some of your shows and experiences, and tell me a little bit about some of your music and some of the places you had the experience of playing at. So we do want to find out about more of your music as well. And so we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to turn right back. This is called Back in Town. This is one of my artists, Jay Stone, and this is Back in
Town. Yeah, man, Clive, big and lively. You don't know what's going on in this place. I want to want your name, Back in Town, International.
They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking doors they down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around.
Give me them, 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 give me them. Oh, make ya, why you look at me?
Tell me why,
your eyes are for me.
Can you bless
me, the fat punani?
Where she come from?
Junior Army,
one more class,
I want it for me.
Can you bring,
I want it for me.
What's your name?
Isharani, come to me, I'm a prince daddy.
Away, but we're back in town, making crazy money, locking doors way down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around.
Give me them, give me them, give me them, give me them. Give me them, give me them, give me them.
I've been at home, crazy money spending at home. The girls them love we in at home. When we in at home, the boy don't want to war in at home. The fans them will kill them in at home. When we in at home, shopping, all of the energy, work hard, come in our room. When we in at home, it's like your shoe in at home. Now we have the peace like drum.
They never know, they think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around.
Give me them, 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 give me them.
Boom! Da 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 da
the lady lovers, they wanna be around.
Gimme them, gimme them, gimme them, gimme them, gimme them, gimme them, gimme them.
Boom,
they got a yellow tie,
got the white,
yeah, it's the family,
got the flesh
of a tsunami.
How much you come from?
Junior Rami,
from the club,
I want it from me.
Got your rib,
I want your mommy.
How much you need?
Isherani, don't see me, I'm a friendly daddy.
Definitely for shizzle. Lovers have been doing this shit like nothing. Trust me.
Stone in the house. Number one. Gonna clear your semi-international thing. You don't know.
All right. That is Back in Town. That is Mr. J Stone. You can find the music on Amazon.com. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on SoundCloud. You can find it on iHeartRadio, Spotify. Whatever your favorite platform, you can download and listen to Mr. J Stone, J Stone, J Stone on the AWM record labels. All right, and so I am turning the tables back, shifting gears back to Rue Starr. And we're having such a great conversation. I'm enjoying talking to her. And she's such a familiar soul because she's sharing all the things that she's interested in, all the things that she loves, and her spirit and her soul is just so fascinating, and I'm enjoying talking to her because she's about all things that is good, all things that is positive. And anyone that comes on the show that has a positive spirit, positive light, positive energy, of course we're going to connect very well and have a very great time because I'm all about the positivity. You ain't coming up in here with no negativity, and it just ain't going to happen. And if you try to bring up your negative stuff up in here, you just got to go. Got to cut your loose.
I love
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and that is on The Real from Fierce. Did you hear me now? Because I'm telling you, Rue, I cannot stand negativity. I don't care how you color it. I don't care how you try to dress it up. It is what it is. And that negativity, you know, that bullshit got to roll. It got to go. I don't play when it comes with that. When it comes to that, don't play. Do not play. Because you know what? When negativity comes up in your house, you know, that stuff can pollute you. It can pollute you.
Yeah.
And so we have to cut loose and let it go.
Absolutely. Nope. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got on that note, but...
It's true,
serious.
Though.
Yeah, I'm serious when it comes to that. Oh, my God. I do not want my energy polluted with folks' negativity. You know, they try to dress up all different kind of ways, but it still shakes out the same. BS, 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 BS. And
totally.
We ain't having it up in this house.
That's cool.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's on the real. That is on the real. So, Ms. Rue, what do you have coming up? Tell me about some of your music. And I do want to say and interject real quickly, I have Randy that's coming up next. He has some great music we're going to listen to. Randy Speedoff, and he's going to share his story, his backstory, and we're going to play some of his music. So he's coming up in a little bit. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to share with the listening audience something that you may have wanted to share and didn't have an opportunity to share. So I'd love for you to share what's up on your heart and whatever things you want to share with the universe and listening audience and words of encouragement to keep us striving forward and doing what is good and great in this universe.
Well, I just think that, you know, whatever you're passionate about, keep passionate about it. And, you know, if you have something inside of your heart, do it, because you never know where tomorrow is and you never know where it's going to land and who you might touch and, you know, add something to. And I don't know, being an artist is sometimes the best and hardest thing to do because, you know, I know for me, like, there's always some carrot dangling in front of me or like some breadcrumb that I got to follow, like Hansel and Gretel. It's like there's always something. If I could have quit, I would have quit decades ago, but I can't because it's inside of me and it just like always takes me on another adventure. And I don't know, I just have an open mind and live for the journey of wherever it is taking me because music, art, and now I've been drawing. I have a pandemic art collection where I've been drawing a drawing a day for a year now since it just happened by mistake. Like I had no intentions of this happening. which is how a lot of things happen for me. And like today I did my 366 drawing, because I've been drawing a drawing a day, all from people's suggestions. I always say my Instagram got hijacked by my art collection, because it never was supposed to be like that, but it was supposed to be like that. I'm really like able to go with the flow. Like, you know, you might have things in your mind that you think that this is where you want to go, but like somehow there's always something thrown into the mix that takes me on a different path, and I just follow that one, and then maybe it will take me back to the other one. But I think being flexible and doing all the groundwork and, you know, self-disciplines and stuff to make yourself better for your own self just lead you in the right direction no matter what. It led me to you.
Yes, it did.
You know, I never knew I was going to meet you, and you're such a doll.
Oh, thank you. You know, it was
true.
Something that you, oh, bless your heart. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much. It was something you said that I really wanted. I'm sorry, go right ahead.
No, it's true. It was just what I was going to say.
Something you said that you mentioned a little while ago, and I wanted to kind of touch on a little bit, and it really resonated with me on the inside. We're all born with something. When you said you can't stop because it's on the inside of you, you know, art and music and the craft. And so it made me think about we're all born with something on the inside of us. And, you know, we all have different challenges that we go through in life. And people will say sometimes, how did you keep going? How did you push through?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just gave the answer right here tonight. The way that we keep going and don't stop, it's because we were born with it on the inside of us. So whatever the Creator put on the inside of us to do, there's no way we can give up on it. And that's what keeps us going, and that's what gets us up the next day. That's what keeps us pushing forward, because we were born with that seed on the inside of us, and it keeps growing. It keeps growing because we're the earth, we're the dirt. That seed is on the inside of us, and we're growing it up out of us because that's our gift, that's our passion, that's our talent. And we have to keep going. That's our juice in life. That's our juice to keep going. That gift that's on the inside of us keeps us going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Yes.
I totally agree.
Yes. And so I know that your music is on Amazon, guys. I want you guys to go to Amazon.com and all the other platforms where you can listen to Rose music. And I want you guys to go to Amazon Prime if you have Prime. If you don't, you better get it. So you can check out this movie with me, Get My Gun. And we should all watch this movie together and come back and talk about it at a later date, because I know it's exciting. I know it's great, because I'm telling you, she has me really interested to go and watch Get My Gun, because I know I'm going to be greatly excited, and I know it's going to be a film worth talking about on the show, because it sounds like it has a lot of golden nuggets in it that we can get some life lessons from as well. I always get a life lesson from things that I watch. So I know there's some great nuggets and some great life lessons in that movie.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really good. I feel lucky that I had a little scene in there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. You know, and it's just something about your energy. It's just, it's really cool. You got this cool vibe going, and it's just, it's
amazing.
It's so wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you
and
so
I love
much.
Your edginess. You're so edgy. You're welcome. You're edgy. I like the edginess that you have.
Yeah, people tell me that. It's so hard for me to be, like, descriptive about myself. But I hear those things a lot, exactly what you said. But it's so hard to be objective on yourself. At least for me it is. I just always think of myself as me. I know. And it's like, but other people tend to say exactly what you said, so it must be true. I always wish that I could be in someone else's head for like an hour so I could observe myself how other people do, because it's just hard when it's like you all the time and you don't know any other way except that way. Like, I'm a mom too, and I have like the two best daughters in the whole wide world, and I always think it's so funny that they're the only two people that just know me as mom. Like, they know me so well though, and sometimes I think they know me better than I know myself. And it's just like, I'm blessed like that. I'm so lucky. I have just two amazing children. And one of them has made a couple of music videos for me. She works, she studied cinematography, and she made a video of one of my songs called Imperfect Girl. And she came up with the whole idea of the video. And the song is about how imperfect girls are everywhere, and I am the most imperfect girl you'll ever see, and how, you know, it's how to be imperfectly perfect, basically. And her idea was for each of us to come up with as many friends that we had. And it was a few summers ago, and we shot it, and we got to work together, and like, we had half of her friends and half of my friends, and we just shot everyone doing the thing that they love to do. And some things were just regular mundane things, like it was about just, what do you do in your usual day? It wasn't about being grandiose and amazing. It was about normal, what we do that makes us perfectly imperfect. And she did an amazing job on that. And that video is just, I love it. And then she made another video for me called Sometimes. And that is like the one song I wrote about being a mom. And she took footage of her and her sister when they were really little and edited in within the video. So it's like shows them when they were little. And when I wrote that song, when they were little, actually. And then, so she did that. And is in the process of possibly doing another. And she is the one who shot my part in the To Sir With Love video, because we all needed helpers. Everyone, all the bands of the Roulettes needed a helper to film them doing their part for the video. So in the credits in the video, if you read all the details on the YouTube channel of the Roulettes To Sir With Love, you see who helped each Roulette film their part too. There's so many credits in that video, and she was my credit. So she's an amazing daughter. And the other one is just incredible as well. She's also like an amazing singer, actor, and now she just went back to grad school for social work. And she's just like, oh, I just can't say enough things about my two girls.
You know, I was just sitting here listening, you know, talking about your incredible girls, and I really appreciate that. But I want to interject one little question. Have you did any voiceover work in the industry?
I've done a little bit of it, but my whole life people told me I should be doing that. I don't even know how to break in. It's like I submit all the time. It's true. I've been told that, like, literally my entire life, that I should do voiceover work. I have one friend that's done a lot of it. Nobody gives you leads or contacts. It's like everything I do is on-the-job training, and I have a manager, and I love him to death, but, like, I still have not gotten any work through the manager. It's like I get everything done by myself, and I'd love somebody to say, here you go, I got you a voiceover. It's so competitive, and I'm still, like I said, the indie. I always feel like I'm a professional beginner in everything I do. I'm always, like, still at the beginner stage.
We are so kindred spirits, because you know what I'm saying. I'm the same way. I'm like kind of like learning on the job, kind of as you speak. But it's like you really should do voiceover, and I hate that people they'll see gifts and talents in you, and they'll have what you need for you to go to the next level, and they'll just like sit back and won't say anything or do anything, you know, to give you a ladder or a step.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, if I had that information, I would give it to the person, and I see those gifts in a person. And so, you know, of course, you got a lot of character. And the reason why I say that, because you have a lot of information, you have a lot of experience and talent in you that spills over into being a voiceover talent and a voiceover expert. And so, you know, that opening is going to come for you, maybe even later on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's going to come for you. It's going to come. And somebody, I think I know someone that does voiceover. I'm just going to have to hit them up and say, hey, can you give them a little information, then I'll just pass it on down to you.
That would be amazing. I would so appreciate anything, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. So any tips or information that comes my way, I will greatly, and I will be, it'd be a pleasure to pass it on to you. And I have your contact information, or I can give it to Eileen, and she'll pass it over to you, and we'll do it.
Yeah.
Either
way is good for me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on today, and I see Randy has showed up. I'm going to jump in with him. And, Ru, I thank you. I thank you so much for lending yourself to the Fierce Female Network on today. I really appreciate who you are. I appreciate the woman that you are. You're a strong woman. There's a lot of strength in you. It's just like you're an oak tree or a palm tree because you're so strong, and it's like you represent Mother Earth in a way. And when you do things within this universe, you're really just pouring into to us, and you're helping. When I say us, I'm speaking of humanity and mankind. You're helping us to move forward and to forge forward into who that we're supposed to be. And so keep doing what you do, Ru. Keep doing you, and you're such a blessing. And I know even more doors is going to open up for you, and you're going to bless all the others. Yes, and with your project,
I'm blowing you
feed
kisses.
The children. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you so much.
My heart felt that.
Yay. Excellent. Well, you have an amazing night, and definitely please stay in touch. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, my God, that was
all
such
right.
an experience. Bye, Ro.
All right.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, how are you, Adrian?
You know, I am phenomenally blessed after talking with Bruce Starr.
Well, it sounds like you should have just went on with her and just forgot about me tonight and had an extended conversation with her. It sounded like you were having a good time.
Oh, I can't do that. You know, I've been waiting to play your music. I'm so glad to have your arrival. Oh my goodness, you have so much to share. I don't have a lot of time, but Randy. The time that I have left, I want you to tell us about your story because you have an amazing song called Fearless, which I am going to play on tonight. And I know that you are a man of God. I know that you love God and you're a man of God. I just want you to bless us with some of your story. I know we can't hear the whole story, but there's some phenomenal things that you want to share with us. I want you to go right ahead and share with us, and we're going to play your music as well.
Well, certainly. There was a time in my life when I wasn't serving the Lord, and when I had fallen away, and I let myself be formed by the world. I let my thoughts and my actions be formed by the world instead of being formed by the Word, and I found myself in a really bad place. And I was addicted. I was just in an awful place. And the place where I was working, I was in the restaurant business, was held up by four men at gunpoint. And in the process of the robbery, I ended up tied up on the floor with a gun to the back of my head. And these gentlemen were discussing whether they were going to shoot me or whether they were going to slit my throat before they left. And so in those moments there on the floor, face down with my hands tied behind my back, I had a real conversation with the Lord. I mean, we really got down to business, and those stories that you hear about your life flashing in front of your eyes, all that's true. Okay. Because all the things that you need to repent of, all the wrongs that you've done, all that begins to flood back. And so I just gave all that up to the Lord. I repented of all that, and I just asked the Lord to forgive me. And not very long after that, there was a tap on the horn of the getaway car in the parking lot. And just a moment after I did that, and they left without taking my life. So it was then that I knew that the Lord saved me for a purpose. And so after, you know, therapy, and, you know, I had bad dreams about that. I had nightmares. I had to you know, to seek some professional help to make my way through that. But on the other side of it, you know, God enabled me to live a life without fear. And that's what the song Fearless is all about.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing.
God wants us to take to live each day in the moment, right?
Mm.
To take advantage of each day, to live it to the fullest. You know, the word says that our mercies are new every day. And you know, the word also tells us that today is the day that we're given. We need to rejoice and be glad in it and not waste it. You know, we need to make the very best of every moment that we have to live and do what we can to spread the gospel. That's what I do.
Yes. Ooh, I just got to sit with that for a minute. I'm going to play the song Fearless, and we're going to come back and talk to Pastor Randy. I don't know if he's Pastor or not. I'm calling him Pastor Randy.
I am Pastor Randy, so you can call me Pastor Randy if you want, because I am Pastor Randy.
So. This is what I feel like right now. So I won't come back to talk to Pastor Randy. All right. Oh, goodness. Man, I just have some hot waves come over me. Okay, so I'm going to play the song Fearless. Hold on, everybody. We're going to play Fearless. Take a listen to this.
Gas pedals on the right. No
You know what, Pastor Randy?
Yes, Adrian.
Your voice is dynamite and such a gift. You're welcome. Out of all the years I've been doing this show, this is the first time I just really want to pray.
Out of all the years I've been doing this show,
I'm going to tell you something, Pastor Randy. I never talk about anything or myself on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something?
Mm.
Listening to your story about the gunpoint, I know what you're talking about. Because I've had a gun pointed in my face before.
Mm-hmm.
And I never talk about it. I never say anything about those things, what I've been through in life and what has happened. But I know that feeling to look down the barrel of a gun. And you don't know if that person's going to shoot you. You don't know what they're going to do.
No.
So, you know, I just really want to invite you to come back, if you will, to the show, to the Fierce Men Network, and do a teaching and just have church forever. How long? You know, and I have a little stutter. Sometimes I'm embarrassed by it. I have a stutter sometimes.
It's okay.
Brain aneurysm. And all the years that I still is left with that one little speech impairment. Sometimes I have stutters, and sometimes I'm.
You know what? You're in good company because you and Moses will be in good company together. You know.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Well, I want you to come.
You know,
back.
The Lord uses us in spite of the things that we see as drawbacks. You know, He uses those things for His good and for His glory. So, you don't need no need to worry about that. God's going to use you anyway.
Amen. I know this is supposed to be an interview, but I want you to come back and have church with us and teach, do a Bible study.
I would love to. It'd be my pleasure. I would love to do that. You just say when, and I'll make my way back. So.
Okay. Can you commit to maybe 3 weeks, do a little mini series on a topic that the Lord places on your heart, and we just kind of study and focus on whatever God allows you to share with all of us? That would be such a blessing.
Sure, we can do that.
And I know that I have some more music that I have that you created and made, and we're just going to have a little church now. I think that,
that would be my honor to do that, and we'll just set up a date and a time, and we'll take care of that for her. We'll just go with the Lord's leading on that, okay?
Okay. And I know Mike, I'll get some dates over to Mike, and he'll see what's on your calendar, and, you know, we'll communicate back and forth. And
okay.
You're a true man of God, and I really don't even know what else to say. I don't know if you had those experiences in church where, you know, the Lord comes in such a mighty way, and there's really not much to say.
Sometimes we need to just be still and know that God is who He is, you know, that He's in control. And, you know, if you use that scripture as a devotional for silence and solitude, as you're trying to prepare your heart to pray, you can just pray it that way. You can say, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am. Be still. Be." You know, you can just be in front of God, and that's okay. You know, we don't have to be addicted to words when we're with God. So, amen.
Amen. Well, I'm truly in awe of God, and you really do have a very powerful voice. I listened to that song, Fearless. You're very powerful, and of course, God's hand is truly on your life. You know, I want you to share at least one more testimony with the listening audience, and then going to bring you back to the Fierce Female Network, and we're going to have a little Bible study, and we're going to have a little church. Hopefully we can get you back in next week, if that's possible. We'll look at the calendars, and I'll let everybody know what date you're going to come back, hopefully one day next week. But I want you to, if you will, be so kind of share one more testimony with us and be a blessing.
Well, I think it's important for us to realize that that God knows us so much better than we know ourselves. And you know, this morning even I was reading in Psalm 139, and it says, "The Lord has searched me and He knows me. He knows my sitting down and my rising up, and He understands my thoughts even before I think them. He knows my path. He knows my lying down." There's not a word that comes out of my mouth that the Lord doesn't know it already before I speak it. He knows our path. Our days are ordained. That means that He knows them back to front, Texas with a hedge, you know. God is good, and we just need to lean into that and live into that. That's the word for today. Lean into God. Remember the old song, you know, "Jesus loves me, this I know." You really need to sing that. "Jesus knows me, this I love."
Amen. Well, I tell you, the Lord is good, and we just never know who He's going to drop in our lives. We just never know what God's going to do. He's in control of everything.
Yes, He is. Amen.
Yes.
So we just we're thankful for His grace. We're thankful for the path that He's put us on, and in this ministry that He's blessed us with. So I thank you for the opportunity to be on your show today and to have this conversation with you, and look forward to coming back and visiting with you again.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you for blessing us. And so if you're listening in right now, we're going to have Pastor Randy to come back, and he's going to do a teaching with us. Hopefully he can make a commitment for at least 3 weeks, and we're going to study on one subject that the Lord lays on his heart. And I'm looking forward to getting into the Word of God with Pastor Randy, and we're going to do that, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting into the Word, and it's going to be such a blessing to get into the Word. So Pastor Randy, thank you for coming on today. I want you guys to support him, his music, his ministry. The song that I played earlier was called "Fearless," and I know that you can find it on all platforms, on the internet, Amazon.com, iTunes. I'm pretty sure you can find it everywhere. And Pastor Randy, do you have a website? What's the website? If you can give it, our individuals can visit your website and take a look at your music.
My name is spelled Randy, S like Sam, two E's like Edward, DORFF like Frank, .com, randycdorf.com. And all of our music is available on our website. We have a new single out called "Family Tree." We have a new album called "Begin Again," which is going to be on all of the digital platforms starting April 2nd. So Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Deezer, iTunes, Amazon Music, YouTube, and Pandora. So.
All right. Amen. All right, guys, this has been a wrap for the Fierce Female Network on today. Pastor Randy, God bless you, and we will lock in the date for you on next week, and I will push it out to Facebook and all the social media platforms, and everyone will be aware and know what date that's going to be, that we're going to have a Bible study on the Fierce Female Network. And I want you guys to come on back in with your Bibles, and we're going to study the Word a little bit, because we need that. We need the Word of God to keep us encouraged, to keep us strong, and to keep our faith moving forward so that we can do the things that God has blessed us to do, and we want to be instruments, use of God, so that we can be living testimonies. And so we want to study the Word with Pastor Randy. So you guys, I'm going to play the music. It's going to cue up for the Fierce Female Network. Pastor Randy, God bless you on tonight, and I'll see you back on next week in Bible study.
Be blessed. Thank you, Adrian.
You're more than welcome.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You motivated.